Okay, welcome back to the RA facility here. Paul Ramel here for T92 Sports. We'll have our Section 3A North semifinal. The other game, Central Minnesota Christian taking on McRae here in a little bit. We'll do a little pregame with them. But the match you just heard here, Mineota ended Canby season 3-0. Canby head coach Janae Wright joins me here. Janae, that first set was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, what good great volleyball that first set. It could have gone either way, and boy, what a momentum breaker for the evening for us.
Yeah, like I told you before we went on the air, you know, you took that first set, and I've been saying that. How important is a first set in such a big match like this?
It's major, and I think, like I said, it could go any way, and we just made some unforced errors and not great times in that first set, and we just didn't blow it out. I don't think we service received very well tonight, and boy, does the pass ever make the ball go around? Yes, and boy, Mineota, they played awesome defense. Whatever we put over, they were ready, and Rebecca had a heck of a game, that libero for them, and we just didn't get the job done, but I'm proud of the kids. I guess we came in with the attitude, you know, and we did see them already a couple times this season. We knew what to expect. Heck, some of these kids like club together in the off season, and it's just good volleyball, great volleyball.
It is,
you know, and
very good volleyball.
Yeah,
I called this the state tournament
for sure. In our section, it is very. Hey, and I've said this to you every year, Paul. If you get out of this section, you're either going to win the state tournament or you'll be in the top three.
That's right.
And that always happens. But I don't think I'd want it any other way. You got to go in for battles, and that's what we did tonight.
Yeah. I said this the whole match. I said, man, Canby's throwing everything at Mineota. And you guys, too, you did some nice defense, too, to get him. But, boy, you were throwing everything at him.
Yeah. We tried some off speed. We tried just hitting hard, hitting seams. And they just read it well, and they were very scrappy tonight.
Yeah.
So kudos to them. But, yeah, we didn't play well in the right times, but I tell you what, we have 9 seniors, 8 on the team. We've got, you know, Carly and Emily. We've got Amaya. We've got Bryn. We've got Jaren. We've got Grace. We've got Addie. We've got Courtney. And then our Reese Dano is our manager. I mean, there's 9 of them. And that's usually unheard of on a volleyball team. And, boy, did they support each other. And a lot of them got reps. And
yep.
I'm just proud of these girls. They should have their heads paying high. They all hold them high. And, I don't know, just very coachable bunch. And I haven't had something like this where they're going to be missed.
Yeah, for sure. They put a lot of time into your program, haven't they?
For sure. You know, and you got a lot of kids that work hard in the off season, but in season 2, we worked hard, and it just didn't go our way tonight.
Yeah. Well, 20 wins.
Yeah. Yeah, we got it done. I feel bad for the seniors, but next year's another year.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Janae, for taking the time with me
for
all
sure.
the time. I appreciate that.
You bet.
And at the end like this, but I know the girls wanted to be at Grand Casino.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Grand Casino Arena,
Excel.
But, good luck to the rest of the people on their journey. And, go Lancers.
All right. Thanks a lot, Janae,
Thank you.
For your time.
Mm-hmm.
Janae Wright, head coach of the Canby Lancers.
Okay.
And she's pretty busy with the newspaper people here and are waiting to interview Janae. I didn't get a chance to name the Wow Ottawa play of the game in that Mineota-Canby match, and I'm going to go with Mineota's Autumn Anderson with her serve in that very exciting first set. It was 28-28, and then Autumn came in, and man, she hit a serve. She served the ball, and it was like a sinker ball. I'm sitting courtside. I could hear it. I could hear it. And it was absolutely amazing. So that's our Wow Ottawa play of the game. Autumn Anderson serve in set one when it was tied 28-28. She came in and did a sinker ball. I saw it sink. And that's our Wow Ottawa play of the game. I have head coach Kaylee Vicey with me from Mineota. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was a battle to start.
It always is a battle with Canby, isn't it?
It is. It's always a head game. It's always a battle. And they're a good team. They have a lot of, they have lots of seniors this year. They do a lot of really good things. And we knew it was going to be a good match.
Talk about that first set. That was
Oh, my God.
Abby had the lead most of the sets. I think you took the lead a couple times.
They did, yeah. We were trailing. We were trailing, I think, that entire set. And at the end there, it was just back and forth and back and forth. And our serve receive just really struggled that first set. We weren't getting many balls up past the 10-foot line. I didn't feel like we were able to run our offense super well that first set. And honestly, we just needed to settle in a little bit.
Yeah.
We came out a little starstruck, and then we kind of were like, the lights were big, and we just needed to kind of get a feel for where we were at and where we were playing and settle in, and I think they proved to do that after winning that first set.
Gammy, I beat you 3-2 in the regular season. How did that play? Did you talk about that at practice, or the girls get fired up because of that?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a lot of our conversation. And when we played Canby during regular season, they played a heck of a game. And we had a lot of errors, and we struggled in a lot of spots, and had a lot of things that we needed to do on our end to make sure that we were coming out and executing. Obviously, a big goal, is to really slow down some of their hitters. They've got some girls who can put the ball away. Know that.
Yeah.
So it's our job to, get on them and make sure we do our job.
Yeah, there's a number of long volleys there that lasted for a long time. Great curve.
Oh, yeah.
Susner and Mahar in the back row.
Yeah, our defense, they showed up tonight. I mean, they did a lot of good things. They really did a good job of knowing where they needed to be defensively and kind of trusting each other and knowing who had which seams and who was making sure we were outside of the block and just not leaving any of those big holes.
Yeah. Who do you think played well for you tonight, then? All of them?
I mean, yeah, that'd be a hard one to say. Yeah. Honestly, I was all around. Our defense did amazing things. Our setters did such a good job of moving the ball around, and offensively, I think everybody was finding the holes and putting the ball away.
Yeah, Jalen Cook, she just dominated in that second set, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She did really good things tonight. She even played defense a couple times.
Oh, she did?
They're giving her some crap about that, and yeah, she did a lot of good things for us and came out and just showed up.
All right. Well, congratulations. Kaylee,
thank you, sir.
On the win there. Now you got Central Minnesota Christian. You wait the winner, McCray and Central Minnesota Christian. What can you tell us about these two teams?
Yeah, we just saw CMCS last week on Monday for the Camden Conference Championship. Both of these teams are great. They've got some girls who can do some big things. They're both super scrappy,
okay.
And we know that. So, yeah, it'll. I assume it's going to be a battle here, and we'll just kind of see who comes out on top and go in tomorrow and determine what our game plan needs to be.
Good. Wow, what a crowd, Minneota crowd. We had here, Camby brought their people. That was kind of fun.
That was mind-blowing. I multiple times it's like, you just focus on the court. Yeah, our fans showed up. Props to them. I mean, their support to this team and these girls is amazing.
Yep.
I mean, we're truly lucky.
Yep. I've been calling this match here a mini-state tournament. So that's what it is, these two matches here.
100%. The level of volleyball we have here down in southwest Minnesota is crazy. It's a different level.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not many sections can say they have four or five top-ranked teams in the state coming out of one section.
Yep.
So I do agree. It's a lot of these matches could potentially be state tournament games.
Yep, that's right. That's what I was saying, the whole set. So.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the win, and Thursday night back here, right? 5:30?
Yep, back here on Thursday at 5:30 versus the winner of this one, so we'll see.
So you get, what, one day of practice?
Yep, like we told the girls, enjoy the win tonight, but tomorrow we got to come in and we got to get back to work right away and, again, figure out what the game plan is going to be and come ready to go on Thursday.
So how's your first year of coaching going for you?
It's going great. I mean, these girls make it easy, right? I mean, I'm coming into a well-established program, as we all know, and I am so grateful for that and just the support that I've been showing and the work these girls are willing to put in.
Yeah, I saw Haley here. She was here cheering you on.
Oh, yeah. She's helping so much more than anybody realizes from behind the scenes.
Okay.
And just really helping guide us and encourage us and comes in and helps with some scouting stuff and just make sure that at the end of the day, she just wants success as well. So.
Okay, real good. Thanks, Kaylee, for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you so much.
And we'll see you Thursday night. Kaylee Bicey, head coach of the Minneota Vikings.